Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update, August 7th, about 11 o'clock Central Time, so 4 hours pre-equity market close with myself and Carl. How are you?
I am doing just swell today, Scott. Yourself?
I am doing well, and we have quite a few things actually to briefly go over. I guess I'm going to kick it off with the equity markets. So since last podcast, equity markets are down roughly 1.5%. It's been pretty much exactly what we had talked about, the seasonal nature, the historical nature of the first 9 trading days, and that being all the way to calendar days being all the way to August 13th. And we are pretty much seeing that. We talked about the fact that we didn't feel as though, just to recap, that we didn't feel as though it was going to be led by a volatility of it. It just historically it happens, but it's not in a big enough degree to try to pull any significant levers. And I do expect that we see a lot of this, as we said last week, sideways to lower price action in the equity markets in particular. We've had some individual names that we currently hold inside of the portfolios that have had some significant bounces, boosts in price, and we've added some significant names into the portfolios and are continuing to drip that cash back into the equity markets along the way in very particular sectors. We're talking about energy, we're talking about adding exposure to tech. We're talking about finance, we're talking about semiconductors, and a little bit of consumer discretionary. But these are all interest rate sensitive sectors, which is very important. And the reason it's very important is because of what we're about to learn in Carl's Corner.
Well, looking at these probabilities, we have quite the shift from last week to this week. So it is now, or at least 2 weeks ago, it is now looking at a 91% chance of a quarter basis point cut.
Well, yeah, no. So even just as of last week, remember it was like 40%.
It is remarkable, absolutely remarkable, because we're looking at the same numbers as everybody else and the same probabilities, and the fact that there's a shift over the last 2 weeks this heavily, it shows quite a few things, like the inflation numbers are going where they wanted to go. But one of the big things, and we don't talk about this a lot because it doesn't normally have that big of an effect on the market, or at least on the probabilities, is consumer spending. And consumer spending has been going down. And I don't know if our listeners, they're not spending as much money either, or there's not as much access to interest rate products, right? People don't want to use their credit cards because the interest rates are huge on those. No one's taking out loans to buy cars. And so you're seeing consumer spending drastically reduce over the last year. And that, I think, is being the biggest catalyst these days, because we need the economy to keep going. We need the American people to spend money, right? Because when you spend money, that goes well for the economy, that goes well for the market. And so now they're realizing, okay, inflation may not be 100% where we want it, right? But it's still good enough. And we have enough pressure both internally now and externally that, you know what, maybe we can just go ahead and do a quarter basis point. Everyone's going to be happy with that. It's just going to slow down inflation a tad slower than it would have if you kept it up where it's currently at. But this is going to be exactly what we were anticipating. And especially for the long run, it's going to be a fantastic move. If you do one now, you can kind of hold off on doing another one later, or a big one later, and get that money back flowing into this economy, which it's currently not doing.
And I was reading a statistic not too long ago that savings rates are exceptionally high, which makes sense because people aren't spending as much, certainly not on the lending side. And that has a big role in the, as we've talked about in the past, in the velocity of money, which actually the Federal Reserve used to track and they don't anymore. But there's a formula for it. But there's so much pent up saved money at the moment that once rates start coming down, I was just having this conversation actually yesterday. Yes, a quarter of a percent, it's not going to play a big role in the impact on inflation, or it won't, from a fundamental standpoint, it won't play a big impact on spending. However, from a personal standpoint, we will see expenditures that's going to be kind of like that initial move that needs to give consumer confidence a boost. And so while the quarter of a percent doesn't have big impacts on really either way on anything, it's that consumer confidence that gets this major boost. And that's where you see the velocity of money to expand. And that's where you see everything, especially in interest rate sensitive sectors, like we just mentioned, begin to really accelerate. And so I think we are finally about to see what we have talked about, what, since, well, we've been anticipating it since March, because that has been the probabilities, and they keep, pushing them back. But 91% as of right now is pretty strong. And those probabilities are 20 days forward looking, by the way. And so our listeners understand. So if we get to around the 27th, to basically to the end of August, and we still have that strong of a probability, then we can feel a lot of confidence that it's going to stick all the way to the September 17th meeting.
And to tack on to your consumer confidence, the Fed is going to reduce these rates right before, the quintessential Santa Claus rally where everyone spends money. It is the highest spending, like 4 month span in the entire year. And we all know why. We got Christmas. You have what, four or five different holidays. Plus, there's a good chunk majority of birthdays actually do happen in the wintertime. Fun fact. And so you can see the consumer spending right when they need it to. And I think that this could have been part of the plan the whole time. It was like, look, we'll kick it from March, because if we go back to the January podcasts, March was the first one we thought was going to be a rate cut. We thought it was going to be a March rate cut, then wait until October. That was the whole plan that we thought was going to happen. When they punted past March, we really didn't believe it. Maybe July was a chance, but we thought, okay, September is probably going to be the next logical one because nothing normally happens in the summer. And now we're getting the possibility of a rate cut to increase consumer confidence, to increase consumer spending right into the highest spending time.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely incredible. And there is the probabilities do extend through December. There's a really good chance. Let's pull up those numbers. There's almost an 80% chance that it goes even further below that. The rate cuts, I mean, it could go from an extra 25 basis points to maybe an extra 50 basis points. So you can kind of see where their heads are at right now. But with those probabilities, September looks very likely. If it's already sitting at 90%, unless something drastic comes out, which we don't anticipate, we don't even anticipate all the numbers to still look good. As long as those still look at least remotely okay, we should see the rate cut in September.
Yeah, I would agree. And I guess to summarize, what I think is so important is what we talked about. I know on the last two podcasts, maybe three, what the importance of having any sort of dissenters in that meet, and the fact that we had two. And we will hear from the different board of governors over the next coming weeks. And when the Fed meeting minutes come out, we'll hear from that. And that is what is pushing that internal pressure. There has been external for a while, but that internal pressure is, I believe, what is pushing us in this direction, which is a positive direction, especially for equity markets and treasury markets. When it comes to, when I say treasury, I mean prices of treasuries. But it, and again, it creates that consumer confidence. It creates that velocity of money. It creates all of the things that we've talked about, and it just makes sense. And so I'm very excited with what we've done with the portfolios. I'm very excited about the landscape in general. Because I think, we've been in this kind of stagnant interest rate environment for, well, 3 years now. It doesn't seem like it should have been that long, but that was the start of it. And I think we're emerging on the bullish side of it, and I couldn't be more pleased.
And me as well. I really think moving forward, especially with these rate cuts and these portfolio changes, we're going to be sitting in a pretty darn good spot going into the end of the year for sure.
I really do think that the equity markets still are on track, if you look at it percentage-wise, still are on track for those historical seasonal numbers that we've talked about. And unfortunately, I don't have one of those really cool stats to share today, but I do think we are going to be on track for some of those numbers that we talked about early on in the year, maybe even late last year, to kind of have a gauge for this year. And if that stat happens, then we have an even bigger stat for next year. So these are all great things. I'm very excited. We just want to make sure that we capitalize on it, obviously in a very risk-oriented way, which we will, and have already sort of started curating the portfolios to accommodate these environments. But other than that, Carl, did you have anything else?
No, I'm very much looking forward to next week seeing the CPI and then PPI numbers coming out. But other than that, I think we handled a lot of good content today, a lot of good information. If you feel like anyone else might enjoy this commentary, feel free to forward us on over to them. We're also on the iHeartRadio app and the Podbean Radio app.
Perfect. Thank you for that. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and just wish everyone a happy upcoming Friday and weekend. And we're going to go ahead and look forward to doing this again next week.